I had woken up to the sound of the roaring sirens for so long. But today I was met by the sound of celebrating. The news that the war was over had reached people in the early hours of this morning, but a servant's work never halts, so I had gone back to sleep. I am awake for the day's work now, but louder than the distant cheers, I can hear Mrs. Bunningham weeping. Her sadness is unchanged despite the good news. But how can she celebrate when the son who she loved so dearly will not be coming home? The Great War has destroyed so much. How can we forget the fear and pain? I know Britain is strong, but I worry that the scars inflicted on this country are deep enough to last forever.
High school. Get pissed off at everyone and everything. Stay pissed off. This is what makes you a poet. Know that good poetry, the best poetry, comes from being angry. Write poems about violence, sex, and death. Cut your hair short and spiky in the front, keep it long in the back. Ignore your parents when they ask you what you're trying to prove. One weekend, take the train into town and go clubbing all night in a room painted black. Get drunk with your best friend, pump your fist in the air, and enjoy the ride. You know, a big struggle we face in life is finding the will inside us, just looking for that self-esteem to drive us forward. I look at myself and I've made the point of saying, yeah, I'll probably be a serial killer one day, not on purpose, like maliciously, just a psychotic break or something. I think of that often, quite fondly, in fact. Not because of the fact that I'm probably a closet serial killer, but because one day, even if the world is crashing down on me, I might have a goal in life. Something to wake up in the morning and say, yes! I know what will make me happy today,